Good afternoon, everyone. It is 12:35 p.m. Wednesday, May 27th, 2015, and welcome to the ninth and final episode of Season 1 of the High School Coaches Corner. Zach Rome here again to put coaches on the hot seat. On today's show, we have a volleyball coach at El Camino Real High School and former player at Granada Hills High School. I am joined by one of the few female boys volleyball coaches in the L.A. City section. I am joined by volleyball coach Alyssa Lee. Alyssa, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Alyssa, I want to dive right into the tough questions. You're actually my first female coach on the show. What's it like to be one of the only female coaches in a boys volleyball-dominated sport in the city section?
In the beginning, I thought it was going to be pretty difficult, especially with coaching boys, just getting their respect, being able to relate to them, I guess. But it was actually an easier process than I thought it was going to be. And I mean, all the coaches were very welcoming and they helped me. And It was an easy process for me, a lot easier than I thought.
Do you think the players that you had were, you know, easy to teach and easy to pass on your volleyball knowledge to?
It was difficult in the beginning, to be honest. In the beginning, I had like a strategy to become their friend first and then kind of gain their trust, then their respect. Mm-hmm. So it was definitely a process. But in the end, they really did reflect that they wanted to win, and they were willing to submit, I guess, in a way, and really just take knowledge in naturally and just be able to take that direction.
Cool. Now, are you satisfied with the way your first season has gone at Elko so far, with the way you've been able to teach the kids and your overall, the way that they played? Are you satisfied with it?
Yeah, you know, I went into Elko seeing their record. They were 1-9 in league. So before I even met them, I saw the record and I wanted to. And then I met them in summer, and I saw where they were at. And I saw that there was a lot of work that we needed to do, and they put in the time. And you can see that from, it's reflected in their record. You know, they went from 1-9 to 5-5.
And to being in the semifinals of
D1. Yeah, because last year they lost in the second rounds, although it was the division was actually a bit bigger than it was this year.
Right.
But yeah, so they made it to semifinals with 1 year of work. And
yeah, that's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, and it shows that how fast they improve and how much potential they have too.
Cool. I want to get into your history of volleyball a little bit. You were an all-city starting libero for Granada, am I correct?
Yes.
Now, what was it like playing at Granada and playing, even though you only played for a season under Coach Tom Harp, what was it like, I think that was his first season at girls volleyball. What was it like playing under him, and did you learn a lot under him?
It was, for me, I guess it was honestly, personally, I thought it was easier than maybe some of the other girls took it, because he is a very tough coach, and he's very infamous for yelling and breaking his clipboards.
Breaking the clipboard.
Yeah. But I mean, that never really bothered me as much, because I do like when a coach is tough and really pushes you to your limits. So to me, that just kind of made me a better player. So to be mentally strong, I think that's really important. And that's something he definitely teaches his players, that no matter who's yelling at you or who's, no matter how loud the gym is, there is a time that you just have to focus and you have to execute on the court. And that's definitely something that I think he teaches all his players.
Do you think that who have you learned from the most? Who have you learned your philosophies from the most as a coach? Do you think Tom Harp has taught you a lot, or is there any other coaches that you can look back on and say, I learned a lot from them and they've made me the coach that I am today?
I would say that coach would have to be Richard Barraza. He was my Froshoff coach and my first year varsity coach when I was a sophomore. And he was actually the one who switched me to become a libero.
Okay.
So I was an outside during my freshman year, and then I was a libero on varsity my sophomore year. I really didn't like that in the beginning, but he told me, like, that's probably the best option for me for the in the future, too. And I look back on it, and I'm really thankful that he did that, because now I really love it. And I definitely learned a lot from him on my fundamentals. And through HARP, I learned a lot of game-like situations and just becoming more comfortable on the court.
Now, do you think your experience as a libero has led to you preaching more about ball handling and passing to your teammates? You know, what is it about being a former libero that you can pass on to your teammates now?
I think that is ball handling is like the most important aspect and skill in volleyball. You can have a team that smashes the ball, but if you're not going to get that pass or the set, it really doesn't matter in the end.
Right.
So we did, with Elko especially, I did focus a lot on passing and defense. So we were able to implement our offense better because our passing was gradually improving. I definitely think it is something that every coach needs to focus on.
It's good to see, because you're just starting out at Elko. I would definitely like to see the team in a few years, how their passing is. I'd like to bank on that they're probably going to be a pretty good passing team once you deal with them for a few years.
Yeah, definitely. It was tough in the beginning. I think for guys, it's a lot tougher to teach them passing, because it is very, you have to be very patient.
Right.
And all the guys want to hit, so they're kind of... they kind of just don't they don't worry about passing as much, and they're just kind of thinking about hitting. So they're not focusing on that pass, and they're just kind of running out to hit.
Right.
So it was definitely, that was something I really had to teach them, that they had to be patient and they had to really attack that ball after they committed to that pass.
Does most of your time go into passing? In my opinion, I think passing is the key to the game. I think if you don't have good passing, you're not going to get a good set, you're not going to get a good hit, and you're not going to pass the serve receive, which is also a very important part of the game. If you have a team that can't pass a jump serve or a float serve, you can't run your offense. So that's got to be a big thing you preach to your players.
Yeah, definitely. We would spend like at least 30, 45 minutes just purely on passing. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I didn't have to tell them that it was important. Like a lot of the players, they would be like, can we work on passing today? And I was like, definitely. So it's also good for nice for a coach to see, like, they know what they need work on. And they weren't like, passing was one of our weaker aspects of our game. So having players come up to you and say, we want to work on this, it's encouraging to see.
That's got to be great to see. And one question I want to have asked you is, like, most of your players that start at Elko, do they just start playing when their freshman year of high school comes? Or do you have a good amount of players that played before high school and middle school?
I mean, based on what I saw for the JV team this year, they were all pretty much first-year players. Mm-hmm. There's really not that many boys. I don't think there was any JV boy who played club. I had one boy who played in middle school, but he's on the varsity team as a 10th grader. That's John McNally. So he's the youngest one on our team, on the varsity squad. But he's the only one that I know that played in middle school. But everyone else, they just kind of come to the tryouts. You usually get all the basketball players who didn't make the team.
Right, yeah.
But, yeah.
Do you count on John to kind of teach the newer players how kind of respect and how to play the game the right way?
Definitely. I have a lot riding on John right now because he is our youngest player, 10th grader, that has a lot of volleyball experience, plus that varsity volleyball experience. And he didn't actually even sit on the bench. As a 10th grader, he was on the court most of the time.
Oh, wow.
So he definitely has an amazing work ethic. And I know, like, once 11th grade comes, senior year comes, I can expect a lot from him.
And he'll definitely be a force to reckon with, for sure.
Definitely.
Now, did you yourself play volleyball before high school?
I did a little bit, cause my mom played, out of the country. She used to travel to Korea and with a team, and
she
used to go around and play. So it was definitely something that was taught to me in the beginning.
So you have volleyball in your family.
Yeah, you know, but in the beginning, I didn't really like it because my mom would always, like, force it on me. Mm-hmm. But eventually, I started enjoying it. And then by the time high school rolled around and I made the team, I was just obsessed with it.
Yeah. Was your mom a libero like yourself?
Yes, she was.
Oh, so you definitely have the passing gene in your family, it sounds
yeah.
like. Yeah. Did you play collegiately as well?
No, I didn't. I went to UCSD, and I just kind of focused on my studies. I did continue playing recreationally for intramurals most of the time, but yeah.
Do you wish that, I know there's not, you know, there's not that much money in professional volleyball, obviously, but do you wish that you continued on playing and competitively in college, or are you glad that you kind of took some time off in college and came back to coaching?
I definitely do. If I could do it again, I probably would make more of an effort to try and play collegiately. I was actually given the opportunity recently to go back because I still have eligibility. But just my schedule and I have a bad shoulder. Mm-hmm. So it was something that I probably shouldn't do. Even though I wanted to, but if I did things differently, I probably would have tried harder to do it, but I don't regret it like too much how things turned out.
Do you like coaching better than you did as a player, or what do you like best about coaching and what do you like least about it?
I definitely like relating with the players.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun to see because, I mean, you have a whole bunch of a spectrum of players and different personalities, and it's kind of fun for me to kind of see how to the best way to work with each player. And that was, I saw a lot of that in El Camino because there are like it was a just like you had super sensitive players and then you had really blunt players and you had really hardworking players and players that needed a little bit extra pushing. So it's definitely fun for me that way, in that sense. That's what I enjoy most, kind of adjusting to each player type. Mm-hmm. Least likely, I mean, I guess just like kind of I get stressed.
Yeah.
As a player, as a pretty young coach, when I'm on the sidelines, there's a lot of the times I want to be on the court playing.
Right.
I think that's probably the toughest part for me.
Yeah. So what was the question I was going to ask? Do you think your players evolved during the season? As in, did you see a huge difference from the start of them when you took over in the summer to the end where you lost in the semis? What were the biggest changes that you saw amongst your boys' team?
Physically, during the summer, we did a lot of weight training. So when I first met them in the summer, they were hitting, but it wasn't very heavy. Mm-hmm. We did a lot of weight training, a lot of plyometrics throughout the summer and throughout the fall. So definitely until the end of the season, a lot of the hitters, their verticals increased a lot because they put in that time and effort.
In the gym.
Yeah. And by the end of the season, they were actually like smashing some balls, which is nice to see, you know?
Yeah.
Also, just like mental-wise, they definitely improved. In the beginning, they were a little bit more timid, and they didn't really know how to handle such high-pressure situations. But at the end of the day, at the end of the season, they were definitely able to handle that better.
Cool. Now, could you see yourself... It's your first year at ECR. You did pretty well. You got in the semifinals in D1, which is quite an accomplishment. Do you see yourself building a dynasty with David Che? And what's it like coaching with David Che? I had him on last week, and he had some good stuff to say about you. I was wondering to get your opinion on him, and what's it like working with him?
Honestly, it's super awesome. I think we work really well together. Because, I mean, we talk about this all the time where he's focuses a lot on strategy, but maybe not so much technique. And I focus a lot on technique, maybe not as much strategy. So it's definitely a great mixture between the two. And even the players agree that practices are run. You know, I work them hard during practices. And then during the game, Che focuses a lot with them on strategy, blocking schemes and stuff. So it's definitely a good. It's awesome just like working with him because we work really well together, and we're both pretty laid back. Mm-hmm. And he has a lot. He needs a lot of time with his family, and I have the time to offer. So it just kind of works out for us.
Did you see yourself building a dynasty at El Camino? Did you see yourself being at El Camino for a little while?
Definitely. You know, I really like the kids right now, and I see a lot of potential in the JV team. And there's always more potential coming in. And even this new round of kids right now, the JV team, they're super passionate about the sport. I would say even more so than maybe some of the varsity players. You know,
oh, wow.
They put in a lot of time. I know they go to a lot of open gyms most of the time. I don't know. I mean, a few of the varsity players do go as well, but I think the JV players, they just really have this newfound passion for the sport, and it's something they just kind of discovered because they didn't play before.
Right.
But yeah, it's definitely encouraging to see as a coach.
Yeah, that's got to be great to see. When you get these players who haven't played volleyball to start off, you know, you kind of have to corral them and teach them the love of the game at the same time too, because if they don't have the love and the passion for it, then you're not going to get the same time of commitment and dedication from your players.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, you coach club volleyball as well. What are the biggest differences between coaching, you know, high school where you don't necessarily have as much time as you do with club, or maybe you play a lot more games and things with club volleyball? What do you think are the biggest differences between regular high school volleyball and club volleyball?
Well, definitely in club, you know, you don't have as much practice time as high school. I mean, high school, you practice every day for maybe 2-2.5 hours. Club, you practice maybe a max of like 3 days per week.
Right.
So you really have to make the most of that time. And it all comes down to whether the guys are committed and whether they're focused in practice. And I know in high school, it's like you do it every day. So it sometimes can get really monotonous. And so some of the guys will kind of slack off some practices and they'll goof around. But in club, it's kind of just maybe the aspect of them paying for it as well. They're all there for a reason. They all want to get better. They know that they don't want to waste their time. So practices are very efficient. So that's definitely a difference in club and high school.
Tell us a little bit about your club, just in case of our listeners, you know, because I do have a few volleyball listeners on the show and they want to play club. You know, tell us a little bit about what your club does and, you know, how we could get started by playing with them.
So West Edge Club Volleyball, I opened it with my partner, Andrew Pitters, and he's the assistant varsity coach at Granada Hills Charter High School right now. And we opened it in the West Valley League for city section players because a lot of those players want to play club but may not be able to because it is a bit pricey. You could drop like thousands of dollars,
right,
to play, and it comes down to that players just can't afford it.
Right.
And we wanted to make it an option, to make an affordable option for players who do want to play club, who do want to get better for the season. So we don't go to JOs. We're not going to go to JOs this year. This is our first actual full season as a club. Next year we might take one team, but that's not really our focus. We're kind of here to just give the opportunity to players who want to get better and not have to like break the bank to
right.
to do it.
It sounds like you want to build a club for everyone. It's necessary. It's not necessarily the kids don't want to play. It's that they don't have the money to play club. And when you have clubs like an SMBC that charges thousands of dollars, like you said, or like, you know, we talked about like a Spectrum or beach cities, like these clubs are just ridiculous prices, and most of the kids who love volleyball, you know, just plain out can't afford all this money that it takes to play in all these tournaments and play in Junior Olympics and all this stuff. So it's definitely very encouraging to see a club like West End start up for those kids that can't afford it and don't have the necessary funds or socioeconomic backgrounds to participate in clubs. So I feel like, you know, it's very good to see a club like West End exist and exist for all those players that don't have any other options.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Now, what is it about volleyball that you love? What attracted you to volleyball?
I'm just really naturally competitive. So I just really love the sport because it is a very fast-paced sport. and it requires a lot of reaction, and it does require a lot of knowledge in the game as well to make accurate readings, adjust to your opponents. It's not the same thing every single time. Like, every play is going to be different, and I love that, just that aspect of the game where everything's always changing and you need to react to that.
What made you, about volleyball, get into coaching, like, in terms of you played it as a player, but what made you transition into, like, oh, I want to be a coach now, I could see myself being a coach?
I just loved anything that had to do with volleyball, I loved it. And by the time I went to college, I did play recreationally, and that's kind of where it ended. So I can always play recreationally, but I wanted to do more. And I was given the opportunity to coach a middle school team while I was in college in SD. And that was really fun. And it was really rewarding to see young players in middle school wanting to play volleyball, whereas a lot of times, a lot of middle schools don't even teach volleyball. And, right, like, they don't even know what volleyball is until high school. Mm-hmm. So that first experience definitely was probably a turning point in my life, where I told myself, like, oh, this is really fun. I can, if I have the time, then I definitely would want to do it.
Do you want to coach? We talked about you do want to build a dynasty at ECR, but maybe in the future, could you ever see yourself coaching at a college or at a middle school maybe? Like, what is your ideal age group to get to pass on your volleyball knowledge to?
I think high school is my ideal age group. I really enjoy that, the age where, you know, they're still having fun. There's not so much at stake. And, you know, there is still a competitive edge to the sport, but it's not so much pressure on them that they, like, break under it. So definitely I really enjoy the high school level. Either JV or varsity, doesn't really matter. But they're fun, and, like, you can kind of relate to them, and they have fun. They goof around, but at the end of the day, they're working hard to get better.
Right. It's probably got to be very rewarding. You know, in college, you have these people that have already developed and kind of have their own, I guess, opinions about how to play their own game of volleyball. Mm-hmm. And in middle school, they're kind of too young to get all the knowledge. So high school is probably that perfect balance, mm-hmm, to where, you know, you get players that are ready to, they're like the sponge, they're ready to accept all the information and can apply that in the games.
Yeah.
Now, we're winding down here. Got a few more minutes left. What other hobbies, I know I talked to you about this before the show, what other hobbies do you like to do besides volleyball? What are you doing when you're not coaching volleyball?
So basically, I TA at an elementary school in the mornings, and then on weekends, I'm usually filming weddings. I do that, and then I also write. I didn't say that in the beginning, but I do write. I'm an author.
Oh, nice. You majored in media at UCSD, right?
Yes.
So do you think you could see yourself being a... Do you want to do coaching volleyball and also do wedding videography, or do you see yourself writing more, or what do you see yourself doing most of your time on?
Well, I would say like 75% of my time is volleyball right now.
Okay.
And it's probably going to be for a while. And honestly, that's awesome to be able to just work in something that you love to do. So honestly, it doesn't feel like I'm even working.
Yeah, it sounds like you love kids.
Yeah.
You TA in a middle school, and you know, you coach volleyball to middle school kids. So it sounds like you're doing it for the love of the kids too.
Yeah, you know, I really like to see them grow. So it's definitely rewarding to see that. And I mean, it's fun. Like, you always meet someone new.
Right. Do you wish to have kids of your own one day to pass on, you know, all of this extensive volleyball knowledge that you have?
Oh, definitely. If my child doesn't play volleyball, I might be really sad.
Yeah. Is there any other sports you follow as closely as volleyball?
I mean, I play like every sport.
Mm-hmm.
I played a little bit of softball. and I played golf. I don't really like golf, though. but yeah, you know, I play every sport. But volleyball has definitely been my favorite, and I'm sure it always will be.
Cool. It was really good to have you on the show. It sounds like you love kids and you love doing what you do, and I hope that ECR goes and becomes an elite boys program, because it sounds like you have a good thing going there with David Che. You know, you have a good program set up. It'd be really nice to see you guys win a city championship in the near future.
Hopefully next year.
Yeah. So definitely. So we'll keep you guys in mind, and definitely going to check out a few ECR games next year for sure. Thank you for being on the show again. And since this is my last episode, I would like to thank all the coaches that I had on my show: Armin Mercado, John Forderson, Anthony Chevrier, Thomas Cassidy, Sina Agassi, Renee Lopez, Tim Bergeron, David Che, and finally Alyssa Lee. You've been listening to the High School Coaches Corner on KPCRadio.com. My name is Zach Rome. Stay classy and have a wonderful summer. Thank you.